So I'd like to thank everyone for coming to the ordinary council meeting, 12th of December. And I'll open the meeting at 5:30. And acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Gariyada people, and recognise the contributions of Gariyada elders, past, present and future, in working together for the future of Port Hedland. Thank you, everyone. Item three, recording of attendance is as listed. 3.2, attendance by telephone or instantaneous communications, there is nil. 3.3, apologies, there is nil. 3.4, approved leave of absence. Councillor George De Cash on approved leave of absence. 3.5, disclosures of interest. Council members, do I have any disclosures tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Councillor Carter, yes?
Yes, 14.1, Port Hedland Chamber of Commerce, Industry 2019, corporate sponsorship.
And your interest, Councillor?
Yeah, President of Chamber of Commerce. Yeah.
Impartiality?
Yeah, impartiality, sir. Yes.
Thank you. Anyone else? Does anyone else have any other interests? No? Thank you. Item four, applications for leave of absence. Do I have any applications?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be on leave from the 16th until the 23rd of December.
Do I have any further applications?
Yes, Mayor, I'd just like to amend. I had from the 15th of December to the 15th of January. I'll amend that to the 17th of December to the 15th of January, if possible.
Thank you. Okay, could I get a...
So from the 18th of December to the 1st of January, 2019. And also
18th of December until
The 1st of January.
1st of January.
And also the 18th of January to the 30th of January 2019.
Thank you.
Sorry, Mayor, I was correct. That's the 18th of December, not the 15th. Sorry, I'm over. Sorry.
The 18th of December
to the 15th of January.
Okay. Yes. Anything further? Okay, do I have a mover to move those leave of absence?
So moved.
Moved. Councillor Hebbar. Do I see that? Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item five, response to previous questions. Due to the release date of this agenda, only being 2 days after the previous council meeting, and to allow for a comprehensive response to be repaired, all questions will be presented at the... All questions taken on notice on the 28th of November 2018 ordinary council meeting will be answered in the future council meeting agenda. Okay. Item six, public time. I have to read out this note for everybody. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and streamed live online as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give your permission to record your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with Section 616 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual, vocal, electronic device or instrument to record the proceeding of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 6174 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law and Standing Orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with Section 6 7.3 of the Town of Portland Local Law and Standing Orders, members of the public are required to complete a question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. I'm getting pretty good at that, aren't I? So, 6.1, public question time. We'll open public question time at 5.35. And call for public questions. Do I have any public questions? Thank you. Is the door closed for a reason, or do we know?
Monday's council meeting. Is it possible for council to remove the barriers surrounding the patio or the common room at the retirement village?
The answer to that is no. There are structural issues with that room, and until that's remediated, we can't do that.
Okay. As I understand, every 6 months the fire extinguishers in each of the occupied units at the retirement village are inspected. The last inspection was due in November, that never happened. So is it possible to have an update of the fire extinguishers in the occupied units, please?
We can get an update for you on that, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Do we have any other public questions from the gallery? Thank you.
Dean Davis, 2 Lovell Way, Southampton. We're here again tonight to talk about child safety in our schools, reducing exposure and direct harm to illicit needle drugs, and to identify and monitor the risk. It is now the end of the calendar year. The Town of Port Hedland Alcohol and Other Drug Plan has not released any serialised statistical data.
Mr. Davis.
As mandated.
Mr. Davis, have you got a question for us? This is question time.
Would you like to not interrupt?
A question. Is there an explanation?
I would like that statistical data released.
Okay.
This
question has been asked before.
No, this particular question hasn't asked before. You have in council meeting said that ordinary meeting said that it needs to be released.
Okay. So the question is, you're asking for
the statistical data
on
how many needles have been released, etc. That's in the plan that they have to give that data out. And I'd also like to identify KPIs and that, have they been reached, the plan, any of the KPIs?
CEO?
We can ask for it, but it's not our data. So that's all we can do is request it.
Okay.
You can also request it. It's...
Well, I've requested a lot of data, yeah. You know, and it never comes forward. Your transparency is non-existent.
Well, as I said to you, it's not our data, so it's not something we're sitting with and not making available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a transparency issue.
So the Town of Port Hedland Drug and Alcohol Plan is not the Town of Port Hedland's Drug and Alcohol Plan. So what are you telling me?
We'll look into what data we can provide and get you an answer, but the data on that comes from specific agencies, so and we can request it and wait for a response from those agencies.
Thank you. The next question is pretty much on the same thing. Honourable Paul Papadaro states that monitoring for cross-sensitisation with the BDR by prohibition and the replacement of illegal substance with an illegal illicit drug is outside of his portfolio. Now, how is local government going to maintain the safety of the town?
That again, much the same as what the CEO said previously, that's not something that's in our mandate as a town. If you wanted that information, you'd have to get it off the health department.
Okay.
Or we can request it from the health department if you like, but again, we'll be waiting for that info to come back to us. Would you like us to request it?
Yes, thank you.
CEO, can I get a request, please? Thanks.
Now, the Northern Territory reduction strategy for addictive behaviours forum for decriminalisation of personal use quantities of drugs is about trying to get persons with addiction more effective education treatment pathways for reduction strategies in the community. These strategies need to be talked about publicly in our community. I am here tonight to request that the Shire promote and lobby for a regional consultation for decriminalisation of personal use quantities of drugs.
Mr. Davis, that's something that you can request through myself or the CEO. Maybe an item would come to council and then council would...
Well, that's fine.
And then what the process would be is that the officers would put a report together, present it to council, and then advise us on what we can and can't do in that area. But again, that is pretty much a state government responsibility.
That's all I have here, is it's not...
I understand that, but again, what you need to understand is local government's restricted on what it can and can't do, and the subjects you're talking about are state government. But like I say, we can request that information and we can council can have a briefing on that and to see if we can move forward on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have any further public questions from the gallery? I'll close public question time at 5:42. And open public statement time at 5:42. And call for public statements. Do I have any public statements yet? Thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, CEO and members of the Council. While the emergency evacuation plan for the Pelton and Macarthur Village is currently underway, I just have to make mention that the current plan in all the units, you have your main muster points of evacuation. There's no signs as to where that point is for evacuation, and the main point of evacuation is at the hall. That's all I have to say. While you guys are making it up and amending it.
Could I just get you to provide your name and address, please?
Kata Marshall, 131 Anderson Street.
Thank you. Thanks. Do I have any further public statements? I'll close public statement time at 5:43. And move on to 6.3, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. I've got a nil here. Do I have any? I think I do, yes. Thank you.
Kayla Marshall, 131 Anderson Street, Port Hedland. Good evening, Mayor and members of the Council of the Town of Port Hedland. I would like to submit the following petition on behalf of myself and Darrell Brown, which states, to the President and members of the Legislative Council of the Parliament of Western Australia assembled, we, the undersigned residents of Western Australia, support the current tenants of the Port Hedland Stephen Street Retirement Village, are not relocated and that they remain in the situ or be accommodated on site while repairs are completed to the buildings. We believe that the financial and personal impact caused by the moving the residents to Osprey Village in South Hedland would be greater than allowing the residents to continue living at Port Hedland Stephen Street Retirement Village. We also believe that the repairs needed are not structural and are a result of little or no maintenance being done to dwellings in Port Hedland, Stephen Street, Parent Village for many years. The petitioners request that the state government urgently assist in providing funding for the repairs to be completed for the Port Hedland, Stephen Street Retirement Village so that the facility can continue to provide much needed accommodation to the senior residents of Port and South Hedland. And your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray. Thank you.
Can I just say I can't put my finger on the actual item on in standing orders, but the petition has to be presented to the mayor, I think. Can we have a look exactly what it says in standing orders on petitions?
It has to be in the manner
prescribed. Yeah.
But obviously, what she has.
Yeah. Is it to the Legislative Council?
It's pretty much for you guys to then give on. It's for you guys to give to
pass on.
Yeah, pass on. So we're pretty much trying to help you guys out.
Okay. Is it all right to receive it like that? So you've addressed it to, can I just clarify?
It's addressed to the President and members of the Legislative Council of the Parliament of Western Australia.
So the petition needs to be, addressed to the Mayor.
To yourself?
That's right, that's correct. Could we just...
So we can take the petition as yes. to us.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, sure, it is to you.
Okay. We'll take the petition and then just pass it on.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Move on to item 7, questions for members without notice. Deputy.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Councillor Arrow?
Thank you.
Councillor Whitwell? Councillor Carter? Councillor Heather? Councillor McDonough? Councillor Pitt?
No.
Quick one tonight. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. I have got one here tonight. So here we are again in December, another year at an end. We have one last special council meeting next Monday on the 17th of December. And then I think that'll be all for this year from the council. But at the last December's OCM, we just implemented our live streaming in an effort to expose people to the workings of local government. So hopefully that hasn't scared too many people away, and you'll be interested in maybe putting your hand up in the October election coming up. But we do get a lot of interest in our live streaming, and we get large numbers having a look. Last night we drove around and inspected the Christmas lights with the youth involvement kids, youth involvement council kids, the cops, a few of our staff drove around and had a look at all the lights. It was a pretty good night, and we made a little movie about it. So have a look. It's quite funny. We made some good progress. In the last year, finishing our capital works and maintenance programs, and we're well on track to completing a high percentage of this year's financial year's program as well. We've implemented our new strategic community plan, and we had the biggest engagement in percentage ever achieved in Hedland's history, with nearly 6,000 engagements or interactions with different people. This year's Northwest Festival was delivered by the town. Both days were a huge success, and true attendance numbers were higher than any of the previous numbers ever recorded. And we also delivered the Northwest Fest at pretty much no cost to the town, which is quite a little bit different to what's happened in previous years. So it was a really good effort from the start. The improvement plan on the West End has finally been announced by the state government. So this is a pretty big deal for Hedland. It allows us to plan a way forward for all of Hedland, because we'll be able to renew our outdated town planning scheme and bring certainty to any future development proposals moving forward. As you would have seen, we completed our roundabout in South Hedland and the Black Spot Road improvement on the corner of McGregor and Lucas. Now that's lifted the bar in relation to road improvements implemented by the town. That standard, is a lot higher than what we have done in previous years. And I still haven't seen any kids running off with the rocks yet, but I'm still waiting to see that. As a town, we've not had full control of our pools and stadium since 2003, and we will be bringing our leisure facilities back in-house by the start of the next financial year, and we'll be working through the next 6 months to make sure that's a smooth process. Our marina development discussions are well underway. Obviously, the marina was announced by the Premier and the Minister for Regional Development, Alana Matena. And we're putting together a landside plan to ensure waterside and landside are developed together and we create a great community space. So I'm hearing whispers that the Minister has put a foot down on this, and she wants that development finished in sometime in mid-2020. So I hope that's correct. The significance of the changes in rates this year in our budget, I don't think was fully explained. While there are still some risk factors associated with implementing our next year's budget, the basic outline is that industry groups that have not paid their fair share in rates before are being charged the correct amount now. I obviously ask and urge those industries to pay up and not challenge, because it wouldn't look good for your social license to operate in Hedland if you did challenge that. This win will change the financial outlook and allow us to invest in our core responsibilities like roads, drainage, buildings and sporting facilities. But there's a lot more work to do in that area, and I think we're well ahead of the game there. So everybody out there, have a Merry Christmas. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive, don't drive tired. We need you all back here next year for another round. Thank you. Item 9, declarations of all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. Could I have a show of hands, please? Thank you, 8-0. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 10.1, confirmation of minutes of the special council meeting held on the 12th of November 2018 with the officer recommendation on page 10. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
I move.
Councillor Arrow. Do I have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second.
Seconded Councillor McDonald. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Move on to 11.1.1. statement of financial activity for the period ended 31st of October 2018 with the officer's recommendation on page 12. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation for the financial? Thank you, Councillor McDonough. Do I have a second? Councillor Carter. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. The 11.1.2 Audit Risk and Governance Committee meeting schedule for 2019 with the officer's recommendation on page 23. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Whitwell. First seconder, Councillor Pitt. Do I have any against? Motion passed 8-0. 11.1.3, the annual report has been pulled from the agenda and that will be presented early next year. 11.1.4, status of council decision to update with the officer's recommendation on page 30. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
So moved.
Yeah, Councillor Arrow. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second it.
Councillor McDonough, do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. 11.2.1, Development Northern Australia Conference 2019, with the officer's recommendation on page 32. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
There's an amended version as well.
Does everyone have the amended version? Councillor Whitwell is moving the amended recommendation. So I just seconded Councillor Arrow. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. 11.3.1, award of RFX 2018 to 2027 panel of project management consultants for the town of Port Hedland with the officer's recommendation on page 42. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation?
Yes, I move, ma'am.
Oh, I have a mover in Councillor Whitwell. Do I have a seconder in Councillor McDonough?
Yes.
Thank you. Do I have any against? The motion is passed 8-0. 11.3.2, award of tender RFT 2018 to 2025, Wangara Playground Upgrade, with the officer's recommendation on page 48. Do I have a mover in the officer's recommendation? Move Councillor Hebron. Seconded Councillor Whitwell. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 12, reports from committees, there is nil. Item 13, motions from which previous notice has been given, there is nil. Item 14, new business of an urgent nature. We have one item. Could I get a mover to consider the item? Move Councillor Pitt. Second Councillor Arif. Do I have any against? Motion passed 8-0. Port Hedland Chamber of Commerce and Industry 2019 Corporate Sponsorship.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Could declare, I
shall have a vote,
please.
Yes, Councillor Carter.
Yeah, I should do 40.1 Hedland Chamber of Commerce Industry 2019 Corporate Sponsorship. In regard to the agenda item, I disclose that I have an impartial interest. To our reason, I am President of the Chamber of Commerce. It may there's been controversy that there may be a perception that my impartiality in this matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merit and vote accordingly.
Thank you, Councillor Carter.
Just seek some clarification on this one, please. Some questions?
What clarification?
Yeah, has... Has the... Last year we paid $20,000 towards this. Has the Chamber of Commerce given an explanation to why they've increased it by over 30% this year?
CEO, do you like to answer?
Through the Chair, what has been proposed is a different sponsorship model. So last year, well, this current year, we weren't a sponsor of the Chamber overall. We just sponsored particular events throughout the year on an ad hoc basis, which added up to that amount. This would have us as the platinum sponsor of the Chamber overall, so we would be included in all of their general marketing collateral as well as all of their events, as opposed to just specifically those events that we chose to sponsor in the previous year.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
So moved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moved, Councillor Arrow. Do I have a seconder?
Yes, I'm
seconded. Seconded, Councillor Donna. Do I have any against? Motion's passed 8-0. Item 15, matters for which the meeting may be closed. Confidential matters, there is nil. Item 16, closure. The next ordinary meeting of Council will be held on Wednesday, the 13th of February 2019. Commencing at 5:30, with a public agenda briefing being held on Wednesday, the 6th of February, commencing at 5:30. So, in record time, on our second last meeting of the year, I shall close today's OCM at 6:02. Thank you, everybody, for coming.